Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 16, Leases. This section of the tape reviews the essential elements of leases, the different types of leases, the rights and obligations of the parties, and the termination of leases. A lease is an agreement whereby a landlord or lessor transfers possession of property to a tenant or lessee in consideration of rent. The lessee's interest is called a leasehold estate, and the lessor has what's called a leased fee or reversionary interest, since possession will revert to him or her at the end of the lease.
There are four types of leasehold estates, and it's important to be able to recognize each one of them. The first is an estate for years. It has a definite starting and ending date. Since both parties know the ending date, no notice to terminate is required. An estate from period to period, or periodic tenancy, is established for a definite period of time, such as a month-to-month lease. It automatically renews itself for successive periods until one party gives notice of termination. The third type of leasehold estate, an estate at will, gives the tenant the right to possession for an unspecified period of time. It can be terminated either by proper notice or by the death of either lessor or lessee. Finally, an estate at sufferance occurs when a tenant comes into possession of the property lawfully, but remains after the end of the lease without the consent of the landlord. The tenant in this case is referred to as a holdover tenant. Unless a lease agreement specifically prohibits it, a tenant can transfer the entire remaining leasehold interest. This is called an assignment. Also, if allowed, a tenant can transfer less than the total space or less than the total remaining time. This arrangement is called a sublease. Neither situation, however, relieves the original lessee of the obligation to pay rent. A lease can terminate by mutual agreement between the parties, by a condemnation proceeding, or by bankruptcy. Normally, the death of either party or the sale of the property will not end a lease. If a tenant breaks a lease or wrongly retains possession after the end of a lease, the landlord may sue for possession. This is known as actual eviction. Constructive eviction occurs when some action or inaction of the landlord makes the property unusable for the purpose for which it was leased. In this case, the tenant must actually abandon the premises and is no longer liable for rent. The manner in which rent is paid determines what type of lease exists. In a gross lease, the tenant pays a fixed rental with the landlord paying all the operating expenses. In a net lease, the tenant pays some or all of these expenses. In a triple net lease, the tenant pays all operating expenses in addition to rent. Often a tenant conducting business on the leased property will sign a percentage lease. In this case, the fixed rent plus a percentage of gross income is paid. All leases have an implied warranty of quiet possession, in which the lessor promises that the lessee's possession of the property will not be disturbed. The statute of frauds in most states requires that leases for more than 1 year be in writing to be enforceable. And finally, since a lease is a contract, it must meet the essential elements of a contract as discussed in Chapter 11.